For centuries, humans' relationship with animals has been related to use and utility. Scientists are now delving into more complex understanding of our fellow creatures. And seeing birds of prey up close offers a chance to appreciate both the evolutionary science and the emotional beauty of raptors.
So I want you everybody to watch that hawk's head.
Kin Kittigua stands about 100 yards away from a Harris hawk on the Aspen Institute campus. He whistles.
Come on.
It only takes about 2 seconds for the hawk to soar across the meadow, and the crowd releases a collective exhale as it reaches its talons to perch on Kittigua's gloved arm.
It still amazes me to come back.
Kittigua is a master falconer, and he was here as part of the Ideas Festival, where a series of lectures and discussions focused on the genius of animals. He showcased 4 birds of prey, the Harris hawk, a peregrine falcon, a great horned owl, and the iconic bald eagle. Through his organization, Hawk Quest, Kittigua teaches adults and kids about birds of prey. And he's clear, these are not pets.
They're a being of their own, you know. They're just allowing me to be part of their life, if you will.
Nature's given the raptors some other interesting tools. I call them adaptation.
Kittigua and his team bring each bird in front of the crowd, and he highlights the superhuman qualities that these birds possess. Raptors can see their prey from hundreds of yards away. He shows how the owl can rotate his head 270 degrees and in total silence. He points out the unique beak adaptation that allows peregrine falcons to dive at speeds up to nearly 250 miles per hour and breathe while doing it. But the most powerful part of his demonstration is when the audience gets to see the Harris hawk up close in flight. For Lynn Cassetta, who's visiting from Westport, Connecticut, it's an emotional experience.
Didn't it take your breath away? I mean, I was 3 inches away from that beautiful bird. You know, and that's kind of a life-changing thing.
Carl Safina understands this feeling of wonder in the presence of the raptors.
They are incredibly beautiful. They make life beautiful for us.
Safina is an ecologist and a professor of nature and humanities at Stony Brook University. And he says that beyond this beauty, the science is clear that we actually have a lot in common with animals, especially other vertebrates, which have nervous systems that are nearly identical to our own.
They have all the same neurotransmitters. They have all the same hormones that drive mood and motivation. And they exhibit behaviors that are very logical.
These similarities lead Safina and others to believe that our relationship with animals needs to evolve. Now, he contends, most of our contact with animals comes through raising them as food. But demonstrations like this one can change that, help people understand a different perspective.
Animals are of this world as much as we are, and their right to exist and to have lives is equivalent to ours. And so what we really need to do, because we are endangering so many and really pushing them off the face of the planet, is to leave room for them.
The birds at this demonstration are evidence of that need for wild space. The owl was hit by a car and can't be released into the wild because of a broken left wing. The bald eagle is in perfect physical condition. When a handler brings her in front of the crowd, there's a collective gasp. This raptor is regal and commanding, a large female with strong muscles and sharp eyes. Kittigua explains that she was rescued as an eaglet after a hunter illegally killed her parent, and she grew accustomed to life with humans.
She belongs in the wild. Unfortunately, she'll never make it, because if she did get released, or let's say she gets away from us and you're down there having a barbecue, she's going to come down and join you. Okay?
So instead of a life in the wild, this bald eagle makes a case for others, working to build connections. And those ties are clear, Safina says. We share so much with animals, from the chemistry of our nervous systems to motivations and desires.
We try to stay alive. We try to keep our children alive. We have to find food. And we are all literally related to one another.
And demonstrations like Kittigua's are able to help illustrate these connections. He brings raptors down to earth and gives people a chance for a close look at what unites us with our wild cousins. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.